Sensory rooms are quieter spaces where people can go if they're feeling overwhelmed by crowd noise, light, or other forms of stimulation. They're found in some schools, and other public venues are beginning to add them. The Fiserv Forum in downtown Milwaukee now has two. Advocates for people with special needs would like more buildings in southeast Wisconsin to add these spaces. WUWM innovation reporter Chuck Kornbach has the story.
There's no doubt that the Fiserv Forum can crank up the volume, especially during a Milwaukee Bucks game. So maybe it's appropriate the building recently added sensory rooms. Forum and Bucks officials showed off the small spaces yesterday. That's Director of Guest Experience Jill Berry playing with a fidget toy. This toy is like a twisting abacus, complete with beads. The room also has soft lights and wall colors, carpeting, a couch, beanbag chairs, a touchable wall hanging, and this sealed bubble wall. Barry notes the wall has green lights.
As well as calming bubbles. And if you'll listen closely, you'll hear that noise. And all of this can be very soothing to someone who might need that particular resource.
Overall, a sensory room is designed to give those who are feeling overwhelmed something on which to focus. Sometimes people with autism have those special needs. Mac Bates's two younger brothers, Justin and Wesley, are on the autism spectrum. Mac says there are challenges taking his siblings to large buildings.
The older of my two younger brothers, Justin, he's a wandering risk. So that certainly comes into play from time to time. And sometimes the noise, depending on the level of activity going on, that can be a challenge from time to time, too.
Bates says he's glad that Fiserv Forum has added the sensory rooms.
Because ultimately, people with special needs or people with sensory issues, they have wants and dreams and desires like everybody else, and they want to be out in the world and interact, and it's great that they have safe spaces to go to. And because they literally do need a safe space. It isn't, you know, some joke or some insult. They actually do need a place where they can go and they can unwind and regroup.
Bates says some Milwaukee area movie theaters have sensory-friendly screenings now and then. But he says it would be nice if those events were more frequent. He also hopes more venues, indoor and outdoor, add sensory rooms or spaces. Gerald Hay of the Milwaukee Access and Disability Resource Center, Independence First, says it's not just people with autism who may have their senses overwhelmed.
Some people with anxiety disorders, PTSD is another one, visual limitations. So again, you know, as our eyes change, bright light, so glare could be one of these things. So again, how do we look at like venues where we can kind of accommodate those needs?
Hay says really anyone can be affected, so he says he hopes builders and remodeling companies consider that. Fiserv Forum officials say 800 staffers have been trained to spot and help people who may need the rooms or a so-called sensory bag that contains noise-canceling headphones. The rooms will also be open during concerts and next July's Democratic National Convention. That's maybe for people who are overwhelmed by hours of political speeches. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Support for Innovation Reporting is provided by Dr. Lawrence and Mrs. Hannah Goodman.